Hi everyone, welcome to Listen Up Longridge. This is our new school podcast.
Okay, so we have been working on the Lancashire Book of the Year Award. I've had 20 volunteers from Year 9 who have been helping read and judge all the books that we've been sent. So I'm going to pass over to Freya, who's going to explain what Lancashire Book of the Year is and what we've been up to.
Hi, we are Year 9 pupils and we are here to talk about Lancashire Book of the Year. It is a prestigious award voted for by school children from across Lancashire. We have just completed the long list of books where as a group we read 20 different texts and voted for our 6 favourites. I read a book called The Den and my book was great, but a short book about two boys who discovered a bomb shelter or a bunker that contained many different things from the war underneath an abandoned building.
I know you said you liked it because it was quite short, Freya. What else did you like about the story?
That it had great representations of friendship and love in there.
Okay, so you liked that those two boys got on really well and you could tell that throughout the book.
Yeah.
Did you read any of the others?
No.
So that's the one, but you really liked it though. Yeah. I remember you saying, like in the meeting, you talked about it really well and how much you enjoyed it. Did anyone else read Freya's book?
No
one else read Freya's. I know some of the other people in group had, hadn't they? Yeah. Okay, Finn, talk to me about which book you liked. What was your favourite?
I also read a relatively short book called Down to Earth. It's an adventure book about a new world on the moon. And they go against the current king and get sent to prison where they thought they were going to die, but instead they get sent to Earth to see if it's survivable and end up staying and starting a new life.
Now, that was really popular. I remember when we did our judging meeting, there was quite a lot of people that were quite passionate about that book. What is it that you liked in particular?
That they all stuck together and they never gave up on what they thought. And they just spoke what they thought and just went against everything.
So quite independent. And it's got quite an interesting plot, hasn't it? It's quite futuristic. Do you like books that are a bit dystopian, like things that are out of this world?
Yeah, it's just different to what you usually read every day.
Yeah. So do you think you're hoping that yours will maybe get onto the final shortlist for the competition?
Hopefully.
Good. Ellie, what did you pick? What was your favourite book that you read?
My favourite book was How Can the Brightest Girl in a School Be a Bad Influence? And it's about a teenager growing up with issues finding friends and becoming popular. And she has a really hard time at school. As she's trying to get popular throughout high school, she makes a massive mistake and it gets spread around the whole school. But in the end, she finally learns to be herself and settle in.
That sounds really interesting. It almost reminds me of like a Mean Girls film or, do you know, like a rom-commy kind of Netflix film?
Mm-hmm.
Does it? It does, doesn't it? It's that kind of plot. Who would you recommend this book to, Ellie?
Literally anyone. It was one of my favourite books I've ever read. It was so good. Just if you want an easy read, I guess, because it's not that difficult, but it's a good book.
It's like a holiday book, isn't it? You know, like you don't have to think too much about it, and it's quite different, I suppose, to what we do in school sometimes. It's not as heavy, is it? It's quite light.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to read. Good. Louisa, what did you read and what did you like?
I read Stand Up Fair and Burke, and it was a book about a boy through the 5 years in high school, and he struggles with anxiety, who he likes, as in girls, fights and friends, and he was always seen to be in his older brother's shadow. My favourite part was when he got into a fight over a girl at a party.
Ooh, that sounds similar-ish to Ellie's, but that kind of
but like a boy.
But from a different perspective, which we don't get very often, do we?
Someone else's shoes.
There's some what?
In someone else's shoes.
Oh, exactly. Correct. Walking in someone else's shoes. Very good, Freya.
Name this.
Do you hope that one makes it onto the shortlist?
Yeah, I do. I did enjoy that.
I think we're going to be gutted when we see this shortlist if our books that we chose are
on
it.
My book's not here, I'm going to kick off.
Because there's so many.
They'll be fuming.
There was all the other schools had different books to us, so we didn't all have the same.
Completely different?
Some of them will have been the same, but some were different. So I think we might find that some of our favourites are on it, but some might not be. So we'll have to wait and see.
Protest.
Which is annoying.
Well, I want to read that wolf book that Amber had. That sounds awesome.
The
sounds
wolf like book. Oh, is that
about them transforming in the night?
Yeah. That did sound good.
Because it's apparently it's like this one.
Oh, well, you'll have to borrow that one then. Even if we've only read one of the books on the list so far, would you have read that one book had we not done Lancashire Book of the Year?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. So, taking part, we've read something a little bit different. And potentially, like Ellie, you've just said, I really loved that book. It's the best book ever read. Mm. So you might find another one by that author.
Yeah.
And then read another one by her, which is good.
With your £1 voucher for World Book Day.
With your £1 voucher. Because what is it next week?
World Book Day.
See?
And we'll dress up as Darth Vader.
Finn's so sad he can't dress up.
Finn's going to dress up on his own, and everyone's going to have to just ignore that for the day.
Finn's going to cry.
It is World Book Day next week, and I know you've all had reading assemblies this week. So maybe you'll have to recommend some of these books to your friends and then they'll be able to spend their £1 voucher on them.
Come on.
Louisa, do you want to let us know what the next part of our process is for Lancashire Book of the Year?
So next week, well, the 15th, some of us shall be going to the shortlist meeting where we'll find out what the official shortlist is. And the books on our shortlist are Girl, Goddess, Queen, How Can the Brightest Girl in School Be a Bad Influence, Down to Earth, Haunted Hills, Bites Risk and Let's Play Murder.
So they're the ones that we picked, aren't they? So we're going to hopefully find out if they've made it. The next stage after that is we're going to get our shortlist books back. There'll only be six of them, I think. We'll then spread those around again, read as many as we can, and then we'll vote for our finalist and which one we want to win the overall award. And then we're going to go to a big finalist event in the summer. We're going to get to meet some of the authors, hopefully, of some of these books. We're going to be able to hear them speak and get to see who gets announced as the actual winner of Lancashire Book of the Year for this year.
Will you sign my book?
They will sign your book, Finn, if you take it. So thank you so much to Ellie and Louisa and Freya and Finn, who have come to talk to me about Lancashire Book of the Year. And we will get back to you and let you know as and when we find out who our shortlists are. Thank you very much.
We have sports news from the PE department. Our under 14 girls football team are in the semi-finals of the Preston Cup. Our year 8s won the Preston Schools netball tournament and our year 9s placed third. Our year 7s girls football team are playing their first round of the Preston Cup.